Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you. And whether it's your first time to venture into this lowly old graveyard or your 47th, we are glad you're here.
We are. We're glad you're here for this milestone.
I'm excited, too, because we are close, and this episode will put us over 10,000 downloads, boys and girls.
Unless the site crashes.
On Podbean, now we have no idea on iTunes what we have, but we do for sure know on Podbean, 10,000 downloads.
Tell you what, it's come a long way. I'm just sad it has to end.
It seems like we just started in October.
I'm going to miss you guys.
No, Matthew, this isn't it. I mean, that's just...
Oh, yeah. Okay. You always confuse me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in again to the graveyard. Today is a big episode, episode 47. Don't panic planning your last minute
you scared me.
Walt Disney World trip. Now, Craig, what inspired this show idea?
Why are you asking Craig?
Because you're about to answer. Well, I don't know.
That's because I was just checking and I was panicking because The Rock has not responded yet on Instagram.
Well, that gives us all reason
Rock
to panic.
Watch.
So panic. Panic has ensued.
Yes. Well, So, Derek, what has inspired this show idea?
Well, we have decided to go down to Walt Disney World.
And by we, you mean?
Me, my wife, Rachel, and our son, Boone.
And by just decided, meaning, and how long?
We decided this past Wednesday, and we are going
for like
2 weeks.
September. Oh, 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. Wow. Less than, it'll be 8 days from when this post.
So there has been no previous planning. This is just like out of the blue.
It is. We just decided we needed to get down there.
And keep in mind, those listeners, this isn't we're in Orlando and you're deciding to go jump across the county here, and we are about 10 hours away.
We've spent an episode talking about your planning timetable back on episode. We don't remember the name of the episode, number of the episode, but you know we talked about planning up to a year in advance, 9 months. Derek here is taking a challenge. I feel like he's doing this for research, Craig.
In the name of we appreciate him
research the quick hitter trip. I think it might qualify for a quick hitter trip too that we did the listener.
Little bit.
How many days you are going?
We are going for 4 nights and 5 days.
Yeah, I think that was definitely
that's a medium hitter.
Yeah.
So, Derek, 2 weeks. Really less than 2 weeks, right?
Right. Right now, we are recording this on a Sunday night, and we leave out next Tuesday morning at 5 a.m.
Well, that's almost a week.
So, this is tough to do, but not impossible. And this is kind of a show idea we've been waiting to do for a while, but I guess Derek has given us a good excuse to do it because... Now we're confronted with, or you're confronted with, what do you do? How do you go about planning your fast passes, making your dining? Is there even a hotel available to book? What are flights going to look like? So, Derek, before we go, Craig has something to say.
I just want to say, let's make it clear to all of our listeners how this takes place. What made this happen was Rachel said, hey, let's go, because we're always ready. We're waiting for our wives to just jump up, because we're ready to go at any moment's notice. So the wife got on board, and that's what started this going, right, Derek?
It is. She said, let's go, and I said, I've already got it planned.
Craig, I haven't heard anything from my wife about planning a trip 2 weeks out. Have you?
I think my wife and your wife are planning it together, I guess.
If you listen to episode 32 where the gals had the hostile takeover, you could probably tell that Rachel was the more enthusiastic
of
the three wives.
And we don't have to worry about them listening to this because they don't listen to it besides Rachel.
That's true. So, Derek, why don't you walk us through the...
What was the first thing you did? Yeah.
Well, the first thing I did was get our flight. Because that, to me, you got to get your flight before you get your hotel.
So you're not driving?
This close to time.
Right.
We are not driving. But if we did, we would do like the Harrisons and drive overnight. I think that might be the way to do it.
Yes.
but we are flying, and we were able to get, and that this kind of surprised me. At 2 weeks out, we were able to get tickets for roughly $225 each for a round trip. So
that's not bad at all. This close.
So that really surprised me.
And you got the early bird.
I did not, because we get family boarding.
Oh, that's right.
So we get to go in between A and B anyway.
Right.
So why not? And sure. At 2 weeks out, I would not recommend early bird.
Because that place is already way on down.
It is. Early bird is recommended for 3 months and longer out. I would say.
Early bird.
Bah. Matthew is a
never mind.
Matthew puts early bird there on the same level as Legoland.
I will go back to Legoland. I will not be getting early
bird. It's just because they gave you free passes to come back.
They're not free. But oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Anyways.
So then I had to find a hotel.
Yes.
And they have some kind of summer fun and tons of fun, or I don't know what it's called.
Move it, shake it, fun and play it.
Summer fun in May.
It's something that doesn't have a whole lot of availability, but there was some. But we didn't really want to stay in the All-Stars. We
could have decided to stay in a tent at Fort Wilderness Campground.
I did mention that, and she did not go for that.
I can't believe that.
Imagine that.
I did mention it, though. I was like, we could stay there for $120 a night.
And she said, you could.
I do think that's a direct quote from her.
So where are you staying?
We are staying at Pop Century.
Nice.
And we are hoping to get a refurbished room.
Yeah.
Refurbished, refinished.
Now, are you kind of taking the same approach that Craig does, that if you don't get that refurbished room, your trip is just finished?
It's not.
Oh, good. That's good. See, Craig, see what you can do with a positive outlook.
If it were me, it would be that we're staying at Pop Century that would cause that.
And Derek,
because I'm not a fan of Pop Century anymore.
Derek will wreck the room, you know, if it's not to his specifications.
Now, this is new to me. What changed you? You were a fan of Pop Century. What happened?
It is my favorite value.
Uh-huh.
But after staying in the deluxes.
Mm.
Well, yeah, that'll do it to you.
It's just, I don't know. To me, that gets me at Pop Century is the bus service. It's so, yep. There's so many people. At least Pop has its own dedicated bus line, whereas the All-Stars, they all can share. They don't always share, but they, for the most part, they do share.
And like you said on one of the previous episodes, which you made me aware, I didn't realize that you can always walk across Hourglass Lake and go over to Art Animation if you want to eat there or ride their transportation.
Yep. That's something else we might look into, especially at the end of the night. That's really when we look to do that. So we're staying at Pop, and we have...
So right now, you arrive on Tuesday at Pop.
Tuesday. We're staying Tuesday. Our flight leaves at 5 or 5:15.
A.M.
And we will land in Orlando at 8.
Nice.
So we're hoping if our room is ready early enough, we're going to just go and take a nap.
Are you Magical Expressing? Or are you?
We are. Nope. Okay. Magical Express. Trying to save money where possible.
Yeah.
But...
if you're planning on going, maybe take a nap, whatever, you're not going straight to the park that quick anyway.
Right. I've already got fast passes for around lunchtime, so we're not in a really big hurry to get over there.
Right. Yep. What are your daily plans right now?
Daily plans, I'm going to have to bust out the phone.
Okay.
I know we're going Tuesday Magic Kingdom, Wednesday Epcot, Thursday Animal Kingdom, Friday Magic Kingdom, and not sure about Saturday yet.
Park Hoppers?
Yes, Park Hoppers. So I am going to be upgrading to an annual pass.
No, that's what I was going to ask you, too, if you decide to get the annual pass or not.
So. As long as we're pretty sure we're going to go... this year. Well, I will do that. That's
roll the dice. Why not, Derek?
Well, there is a guys trip coming up we know of.
That's what I'm saying. We have not set that into writing yet. But if we are, I do have approval to make that expenditure.
Oh, nice.
Look at you.
So I do get pre-approval.
Derek's a good salesman.
I'm really surprised at what I was able to get. Let's see here.
So what did you get? Have you made any dining reservations?
Yes.
What reservations did you make?
On Wednesday, the day we're at Epcot, we got Garden Grill for lunch at 11:30.
And that's it.
I said we only had one.
Sorry. Was that relatively easy to make, I guess, getting that reservation? Were you just looking for a character
it
meal?
Was not necessarily, but it's a place we haven't eaten, and I told Rachel we were going to try
to do. You haven't been to Garden Grill?
I've not.
I think you'll really like it.
I told her we were going to try to do a few different things. I think in December we did several different things because I had the new to me on Twitter.
Yeah.
But this time I think we're going to try and continue that. I do.
I like that. I like that idea. I hope
so. But we couldn't decide if we wanted to do breakfast or lunch, and I decided on lunch.
I think I think it's hard to go wrong at Garden Grill. I think you'll enjoy the food. I think Boone will definitely like the characters. You think you'll make any more dining reservations?
I've looked. I really want to go to Olivia's.
Oh, at Old Key West. Old Key West, yes,
is one that's been on my radar for quite a while.
I hear good things about that from other podcasts.
And we may do that on the Tuesday for an early dinner.
There you go.
And not stay. We may only do the parks from like noon to four or so.
Good deal. So I think one thing maybe we can address with our listeners is what are some good alternatives? You know, we know that, and we talked about this before, you know, Cinderella's Royal Table or Ohana even, Be Our Guest. There's some of those restaurants that are going to be hard to book. So, you know, some good alternatives that aren't necessarily that difficult to score. Garden Grill, I think, is a good character meal. Cape May Cafe over at the Beach Club is a good character meal you can get kind of at the last minute. Even 1900 Park Fair at Grand Floridian. Those are good character meal alternatives. But I think it's important for the listeners to know you can still get a lot of good dining reservations made, even if it's just 2 weeks out. There's still so many restaurants available.
I think it's due to the time of year.
Right.
Kind of before, like in our area, schools are really on their last leg.
Yeah.
It's really the last week of school for us, isn't it, I believe?
Yes.
That's kind of y'all's last week.
It is.
The 19th.
I think any time in May before Memorial Day is a good time to go. But yeah, you're still able to get a lot of good dining options.
And I believe this will be our third year in a row, maybe fourth, that we've been in May. And we prefer it to, it's usually not overly hot. Crowds are not overly large. But at 2 weeks out, I'm just really surprised it because all those character meals that you mentioned, 1900 yeah. Park Fair, I'm really, even Chef Mickey's, if we wanted to eat at 9 o'clock at night, we could eat at Chef Mickey's.
And so you guys might find this too. I think as long as you're flexible in terms of the time that you're going to eat, you can find a lot of availability. But then again, if you're looking for something before the park opens, it might be a little more difficult. Craig, have you found that to be true? If you're wanting to make a last minute reservation or change it, as long as you're flexible with your times or your days even, it's a lot easier to find?
I think so. And I think what you usually notice, and this is what we've talked about before, is if you're eating at times when everybody else is not playing, like not around supper, not around lunch, then you catch a lot of open and availability during those times. If you're fine, like Derek said, eating at 9 o'clock at night, eating late at night, then a lot of times you can find those availabilities. If you're good at eating early in the morning and lunch, then you can find those times. So if you want to eat at a place, a lot of times you can find those. It just may not be the prime time. But the thing we've learned is eat when no one else is eating.
Yep.
So that's the key to it as well.
And I think that if you're going on a last-minute trip, obviously you have to do so with some sense of flexibility.
Sure.
That you're probably not going to get all the dining reservations you wanted. You're probably not going to get – you may not get to stay in the hotel you wanted. So you do have to be flexible with your choices. But Disney offers so many different options. They make it easy. You know, we talk about how planning a Disney trip has become a year-long process. It is, but it also isn't. As long as you're flexible, there's so many different options at Disney in terms of what you can fast pass, where you can eat, that you can really, you can still have a wonderful trip, and I'm sure you will, Derek, even though you just planned it for 2 weeks out.
And, a big key to it as well is where we've gotten to. I'll take that back. Anybody that's doing a quick trip is probably has gone to Disney several times.
Right.
I mean, someone that's planning a quick trip probably is not their first time to go. So you have done a lot of the things that you can kind of not plan for and kind of be a little more flexible because you don't have to do everything. I think that's a big key to it is you don't necessarily have to plan every detail.
And not every detail. But, again, I was surprised at some of the – I'll just mention some of the fast passes we were able to get. I was able to get – meet Mickey at Town Square on our arrival day. I was able to get Frozen Ever After at 5 o'clock. in the it's an afternoon, but better than nothing. And I was able to get a Navi River Journey at 2 o'clock. So I mean, it's even fast passes are not totally off limits. And I check back. I check four or five times a day to try and get that song out of my head.
Yeah, and that's so even 2 weeks out, you're getting a Pandora ride. You're getting Frozen Ever After. You're getting Meet Mickey. So you're getting some of these that are sometimes hard to score. Now, as you said, you do have to be flexible with the times.
And yeah, but none of them are. I think my latest one is the Frozen, and it's at 5, which if we go back and take a nap, that's a perfect time.
Right.
For that.
Do you know if it's the projecting crowd numbers or anything for that time? I mean, maybe it's a good time to go.
Yeah, it's mostly 5s and 6s.
Well, that's awesome.
According to touring plans.
Now, so, how much time do you have mapped out for the pool at Pop Century?
Actually, we may. Monday night is probably a for sure one.
Craig, do you believe in miracles?
And
do you
maybe
believe in magic?
And maybe quite a bit, because we're not doing Hollywood Studios at all.
Not at all. You're not going to touch it.
They don't have, well, with running one track, the only thing we can really ride is
Toy Story.
So with them running one track, we're not going to, even if you rope drop it, you're talking 30 minutes.
When's Toy Story Land supposed to open?
June 30th.
So there's not a chance any soft openings right now.
No. Now, Derek, you were talking about this. So, well, real quick, do you want to share some of the other fast passes you were able to get?
Yeah, it's just the ones we really like. We like Pirates and Haunted Mansion. And let's see, Living with the Land is one we really like. Well, probably what we'll probably do that morning is rope drop Soarin' and let Rachel ride Soarin', and Boone and I will go ride Nemo.
Yeah.
And then come back and ride Living with the Land together.
So basically, as long as you're not looking for those hard-to-get fast passes, Mine Train, Flight of Passage, you can get pretty much everything else, even Frozen. So I think that's encouraging to our listeners
even if you're not looking for them, occasionally they'll pop up. Because I've checked, like earlier today, I looked just to see what I could get today, and I could get a Flight of Passage.
Really?
It wasn't amazing. It wasn't a prime time. It was, I think I looked about 2 o'clock, and I could get one for about 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't awful. It was at least not at 8:30 or something.
Yeah. So I mean, there's no reason to panic if you are planning a last minute trip. Don't think, oh, we can't do it. We won't get what we want. You can still, and that's one thing we learned too, is by not. You know, on our last trip, we stayed off property. So we couldn't book fast passes at 60 days. We were only 30 days out. So there were some things we just weren't able to do or get fast passes for. But you rope drop them. You find other ways around it. So I think it all goes back to that being flexible. You can still have a great time, still enjoy yourself. I'm looking forward to hearing your recent trip rundown.
And the more, and like Craig was saying earlier, just the more we go, the more relaxed you are when you go.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Will you hit up Disney Springs at all, do you think?
I kind of doubt it. If we had stayed at
Riverside. You've learned well, my friend.
If we had stayed at Riverside or French Quarter,
mm-hmm.
we probably would have. I wanted to stay at French Quarter, but it was about $100 more a night.
Ah, yes.
And so Rachel did not, because I forgot to mention we did not get a discount. Our room is a rack rate room.
Ooh. But see, with all this money we've been bringing in with this podcast, you would think you would have been able to... I'll offset the cost of everything.
Why did you
talk about that?
Wait.
I haven't told Rachel about all this money.
Who's bringing the money?
Oh, nothing, Craig.
Or Craig. I haven't talked to Craig about this either.
Hey, and this trip is solely just for, and it's hard to say relaxation, but it's just a getaway trip. It's not we're going down here, we're going to try to do every ride, try to do everything. It's mainly just get away to Disney.
It is.
And that'll be fun.
And we've had several trips like that, really, lately, ever since Rachel was pregnant. There was when Rachel was pregnant.
We've had so much hate mail about that. let's don't go back there.
She was, we laid in the grass in the hub for an hour and a half and took a nap. And
you don't get more.
Ever since then, I think we've taken it much easier.
It's tradition.
It is. Now, if we're with Matthew, we'll keep up with him, but. If it's us.
No, we can't keep up with them.
Like, yes, you can. Now, another thing that's different with this trip you were talking earlier is Y'all are going to try to not do ride or swap. It's going to be primarily rides that Boone, your one-year-old, can ride. Is that correct?
Well, that's an idea I had. I don't know if Rachel's going to agree with that or not.
She's going to want to ride her rides.
There's some that she wants to ride, like Expedition Everest
and
stuff like that. But I think the morning we go to Animal Kingdom, we are going to rope drop everything except Pandora and try and see how much we can get done instead of trying to get to Pandora and do it.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. I think we'll be able to get a lot done.
Just because after hearing some other podcasts, it just seems like you can get a lot, just about everything else done except for the shows.
Wait, there are other podcasts?
Huh? I don't listen to other podcasts.
No, it is a friendly community of podcasts. Hey, before we continue on, I mean, if people have questions, if you're thinking about a quick trip like what Derek's planning, let us know on our comment section on Podbean or iTunes or really on Twitter. Derek can answer you right away on there. He's on there quite a bit. So just ask us a question.
Derek, you will be live tweeting from there?
I will.
Looking forward to following along with that.
And then get an RTR when we get back,
we'll
right?
I'll try to take a picture of my feet again, laying in front of the castle.
I'm just glad it's your feet.
I don't do selfies, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm not a selfie guy either myself. Anyways, well, guys, do we have anything else? Derek, anything else you want to address? Any other advice for planning a last-minute trip?
I think if there was anything else that I really... Oh, I called and ordered a stroller
from Kingdom Strollers.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Kingdom Stroller rental. Boone's just at that age where he wants to run instead of be strolled around, so we just let him run through the airport and try and get some energy spent before the two-hour flight. Oh, you have to call and get your lab-riding child added to your ticket with Southwest?
Oh, yeah.
So I've done that.
You have to bring a birth certificate.
I do.
You've got your Magical Express ready.
And I'm hoping we make it to our gate before our actual takeoff time this time.
Yes, that'll be nice.
But we're still looking for a few. We may be looking for a few more reservations. I really like the idea of going to Olivia's and just relaxing.
I think it'd be a pretty easy.
I've never been over to Old Key West
either. I think it'd be a pretty easy one to get, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, they've got it every 15 minutes available right now, so.
Well, there you go. So I think the main takeaway is for planning a last-minute trip is to be flexible. Be flexible. Make sure you do plenty of stretching before you go, right, Derek?
It is, and you'll probably still pull a hammy.
Yes. But yeah, as long as you're flexible with your times and your days of where you're going and flexible, you know, last minute trips, I think, as you said, are kind of a good opportunity to try some new things. Try some new restaurants. Try some fast passes at places that normally you wouldn't and see how it changes your experience.
I'll tell you what I like, too, is, I mean, you always think, and at least I always do, a last minute trip was going to be kind of expensive. But it sounds like Derek has done it the right way and nothing really. The flights aren't that expensive. Your hotel... resort stay is not that expensive. So, you know, that's a misnomer that it's going to be real expensive because it's last minute.
I would say it's an average expense trip for us. I mean, even though it's this close, there was still availability without a discount. And so if you're willing to, I'm sure that makes it a little more expensive, but not for us, it's not noticeably so.
Right.
Because it's kind of right in the ballpark of what we spend anyway.
And, of course, no meal plan. I mean, that's...
Never.
Yeah. That's what I know.
Never a meal plan. We just don't eat enough to do it.
Right.
So.
Are you planning anything that you've not ever done before, like a show or anything like that you think of right away?
No, we're not... I did see that what is the Hula show called, Matthew?
Spirits of Aloha Dinner Show?
It's available.
Are you going to give it a shot?
I am not.
Oh, well.
But it's available at 2 weeks out, which I don't know that I've ever even seen it available, but.
I think you've given a lot of people, or listeners, hope, I think. If you're going to plan a quick trip, there's a lot of stuff available.
Make it in May.
Make it in May. That's right. If you're doing the same thing in December before Christmas, you're probably out of luck on a lot of stuff.
And see, even once Boone gets into school, I'm not going to have I will probably take him out of school the last 2 weeks if I had to.
Well, guys, I think we've covered a lot of good ground, gotten some good advice from our man Derek here. Look forward to hearing that recent trip rundown when he gets back. But now you know what it's time for, don't you guys?
It is time for...
Shoots and Ladders.
Taylor Swift.
What's time, Matthew?
Grinning.
Greatness.
It never gets old, boys.
No, it doesn't.
Never.
It doesn't. Well, Craig, speaking
That's
of which...
That's a big old tree.
Craig, speaking of which, it is your turn to ask the Grim Grinning Greatness question. So, what is your question?
Okay, since we are on the quick trip thought here, we will venture into a question of, if you're going on a quick trip, what will be your... What's be the main thing that you want to accomplish on this trip? What's your focus? What would be something that you want to be sure you do a lot of or get to do in the short time you'll be there, in the 4 days you'll be there? So I guess since I asked the question, my answer is... I guess my answer is to spend as much time in Magic Kingdom as you can. For me, again, that's just my park. And I would love to... Just taking as much as I can. If it's a 4 day trip, I'm going to try to hit all the parts because I just like to do that. But as Derek said, Hollywood Studios, maybe not so much. And probably even Animal Kingdom for me is not so much. Even though we do have Pandora now, probably Magic Kingdom is where I want to spend a lot of my time. And just if I'm going to relax and not be rushed, I can do a lot in Magic Kingdom without being rushed.
I think even on your regular trips, you're at Magic Kingdom a lot.
I am. We always begin and finish. At Magic Kingdom, we try to. I just
you begin and finish every day at
that's,
Magic
that's
Kingdom.
That's just that history. I mean, the nostalgia, again, that I like to go back to the original.
Yeah.
That's why, again, I'm looking so forward to our trip one day to Disneyland, where it ding, all ding, began. Ding.
Derek, what about you?
Well, I think for me, for this time, especially since trying to plan it in such a short amount of time, is that, like you said a while ago, I think... If I can talk Rachel into it, we're just going to try and focus on things that we can all do together instead of splitting up to ride or swap or take Boone somewhere. Occasionally we'll have to do that, but I think the primary focus is going to be on us doing as much as possible together, even if it's pool time.
There you go.
Which I'm not against pool time, so...
For a quick trip that we'd be taking, one thing I definitely want to do is... I'm not going to take rest breaks like I normally would. So for example, on our recent trip, we were only in the parks 2 days. And so we stayed, 11, 12 hours each day. But really, I want to do something that I haven't done in a while or I haven't done before. And that's kind of something I want to do on every trip is see a new show, try a new experience, do something a different time of day, just something new, or eat at a new restaurant. I'm always wanting to try new things at Disney World, and I think quick trips are good for that. Do the things that you really, really love, which you kind of mentioned, Craig, in the Magic Kingdom, but also spend some time doing some things that you haven't done before.
You mean like go to Disney Springs for you?
Sure. I went to Disney Springs recently.
I know.
But I mean, I think it's, even though it's a quick trip, I also think it's time, like as Derek was saying, what he's going to do, I think it's a time to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And
because you can't do everything.
Right. And just enjoy it. I know for us, it was the petting zoo recently. We went to Rafiki's Planet Watch, and we've been to petting zoos before at zoos, but I mean, it was just good to go back there and hang out at the Planet Watch
in the mini golf
an hour or so. Yeah, I mean, it just always doing things that otherwise you don't get a lot of time to do. So it's funny how that works. A lot of times, the quick trips are where you find yourself. Where I find myself going a little slower than sometimes on the week long excursion. So hopefully, that's a decent answer.
Great answer.
I think I said about 4 or 5 different things.
We'll take it.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, anybody who's out there listening, we thank you once again for tuning in to this episode of the Grim Grinning Guys podcast. We hope that you'll download, like us, write a review, leave us a rating. Anything you can do to support the show, we greatly appreciate it. Gentlemen, anything before we head out?
Get us to 10,000.
10K. We're almost there.
10K. And thank you for getting us there.
Not really the only thing we want ever, but
But as you leave... Be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts
and hurry back.
You would like to join a jamboree? There's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting.
three. So hurry back, we would like your company.
That's awesome.